This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Good evening or good morning wherever you are around the world. Last week's episode of the Paracast was certainly a lot of fun. We had Stanton Friedman, who some people call the Dean of UFO Investigators, and he's the kind of guy who will always stick to his guns. So even though we asked him a few questions about what he does, he basically maintained that he was right. It was very interesting, his reaction to James Carrion's book, The Rosetta Deception, especially the question about the ghost rockets being part of this disinformation campaign. He said it was a lot of baloney, but conceded, Stan said, that he had not read the book. I gather he's going to get his copy next week. Now, just to let you know, Carrion has challenged Friedman to a debate. Okay? Let me just say, without going into any more details, we're working on it. Let's see if that comes to pass. That's going to be very interesting, of course, because Carrion is also working on a book about Roswell. And you can bet it's not going to be about spaceships.
Probably not.
You know, there is an internet rumor running around. They summarize different extreme aspects of Roswell and then claim that a certain number of known political figures, and they specify predominantly Democrats, were allegedly born in 1948, roughly 9 months later. They had like 10 or 12 different people. I know some of you might have foreseen this, but without going into detail, I checked the birth dates of every single political figure on there, and only one fell within the roughly nine-month time frame, slightly less by a couple of weeks, and that was Al Gore. So is Al Gore an alien hybrid?
Where'd you see that?
I'll forward it to you.
Oh, jeez. I mean, slow news day. Let's do some serious research here and not go off into the realm of some sort of weird son of Rod Serling approach here. I mean, there's a lot more important things to be focusing our attention on than coming up with these cockamamie theories. Man, I'll tell you, idle minds are the devil's playground.
I'll tell you, it's crazy out there. It's a crazy world. But, you know, there are lots and lots of these internet rumors. And they all have this little thing at the bottom saying, please forward this, you know, to protect the world from being destroyed next week. Please support our political point of view, whatever it is. So we had from one of my friends this story about Roswell. And in fact, I'm going to look at it right now. Let me see. Okay, here it is right here. Here are the names of the political figures that were mentioned. Okay. They mentioned Barack Obama Sr., who was born in 1936, by the way, Al Gore, Hillary Rodham, William Clinton, John Kerry, Howard Dean, Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, Charles Schumer, Barbara Boxer, and Joe Biden. And as I said, the only birthday to coincide was Al Gore. So there you go.
Well, I don't know. That list sounds like a bunch of zombies to me.
Final paragraph. And now you can stop wondering why they support the bill to help illegal aliens.
Okay. Oh, you should have given me the punchline a little sooner there, Gino.
You know, it's more fun to wait till we discuss the entire issue before you get the punchline.
Okay. It all comes clearly out of focus.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah. Yeah, that was good. That was funny. You had me. You had me going.
Okay. Story coming out the past week that NASA has tested an impossible electric space drive. Okay. That uses no propellant and found it works even when it is designed not to. It's called the M-Drive. It's using an electromagnetic wave to propel this engine. Okay? Now, obviously it's not going to get you past the speed of light. You're not going to go into warp drive. But this is a serious thing. This is a serious development. We have a small thread in our forums about it. It's a serious thing that appears to involve testing new propulsion systems that supposedly violate the law of physics. And we know, of course, that Scotty once said, you can't violate the laws of physics.
No. Well, is there some sort of support group for that style of violation?
I understand there's going to be a special on Fox News about it. That really it's an anti-Christian plot.
No.
But we're talking about here free energy, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to see that. I mean, wouldn't we all?
Imagine, of course, it has to operate in areas of low gravity, so in outer space. So you'd still need a way to take off and get spaceborne before you employ the special drive, I suppose. You know, but remember, it's still, 35 years away from the time that warp drive will be invented ahead of first contact. That's a Star Trek legend.
Yeah.
If you saw the film Star Trek First Contact, I think it's about 2050. Of course, I won't be here then.
Yeah, I'll be lucky to make it that long.
I don't know. People live longer now. So it might be very possible we'll still be around. I don't know. Anyway, we're sticking with the UFO meme this week. Don Berliner is joining us. Now, Don has been involved in the UFO field for about 300 or 400 years, I think. And he worked with NICAP back in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote Crash at Corona with Stanton Friedman, and also UFO Briefing Document, The Best Available Evidence. This is a guy who's been there.
Yeah.
He's done that. As a matter of fact, when we tried to get him on the show first, he was skeptical because he didn't want to preach to the choir, which I understand. But, of course, we realize here on the PowerCast that we reach a lot of people who were not inbred into the UFO universe.
Well,
they don't pay attention to this crazy little world of ours, and therefore they don't know about all that stuff. They basically go back and start over, which I guess is kind of unfortunate. It's one of the reasons why we bring in the veterans here, so you get a sense of where they come from, what they've discovered, what they know, and then we can build upon that.
Yeah, have you ever heard of Don doing a radio show? I can't recall ever hearing him on the air.
You know, I do not.
We'll have to ask him about that.
This may be a first. Right. We've had people who come on the PowerCast who do not generally do other radio shows.
Yeah.
You know, like Ted Rowe of NARCAP doesn't do many shows.
Right. Jacques Vallée.
Richard Haynes of
Jerry
NARCAP.
Jerry Clark.
Yes, Jerry Clark. I've known him for 40 years. So I think he does it out of pity or something. I'm not sure. I know, of course, in the last, 6 years of his life, Jim Moseley was a frequent guest on the PowerCast. He was, by the way, on the first show.
Yeah.
Along with Brad Steiger, who does go on a lot of shows, by the way. So we do get people who don't go elsewhere, and part of the reason is here is that we challenge them. We don't make their lives easy, and if they really want to be intellectually provocative, if they really want to put their opinions to the test, this is the place to go. I know we're kind of, beating our own drum here. But it's also true that so many of these paranormal shows out there, they just say, well, tell me what you saw, and they sit back and they're lazy and they don't ask the questions, and so they can get away with anything. And we don't want that here.
No.
Not at all. So this is going to be interesting because I'm also going to ask Don about the things over at NICAP, about the rumors that NICAP had been infiltrated by military disinformation agents because of the fact that the first head of the CIA, Admiral Hillenkoetter, was on their board of governors because he was a friend of Donald Kehoe. Anyway,
I want to ask about Stephen Greer stealing Don and Antonio Huneas' best available evidence briefing document funded by Lawrence Rockefeller.
Oh, yeah. Don Berliner, joining Gene and Chris in
the Paracast.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It took hours before it returned, but I had already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Talk to a sales rep at iWeb.com. Use the promo code TECHNIGHTOWL for a special discount.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Now, you know, folks, we communicate with Skype for this radio show. So we network with Skype, and Chris and I exchange chat messages in Skype. Unfortunately, due to some changes in the Skype network, which is, of course, owned by Microsoft now, when you engage in a group conversation, if you're using an older version like Chris is, you can't see the messages. on the screen. So, of course, Chris can try mental telepathy. There's a TV show from Canada called The Listener, where the protagonist, the star of the show, uses mental telepathy to solve crime. So, Chris, you can try mental telepathy. If that doesn't work, Don Berliner had a better idea. What was that, Don?
Smoke signals.
Well, of course, Chris, you're an honorary member of an Indian tribe or something, right?
Not really. I always just end up burning the blanket.
Is that what it is?
I haven't figured out how to do that properly. The blanket catches on fire.
Well, use somebody else's blanket.
Yeah, good one. Well, welcome to the show, Don. Your name crops up occasionally. You're one of those kind of under the radar kind of guys. Of course, I'm very familiar with your Best Available Evidence document that you co-wrote with Antonio Huneas under the auspices of a Lawrence Rockefeller grant back in the mid-90s, which I want to talk about a little later in the show. But welcome to the Paracast. It's an honor to have you on here.
Well, thank you very much.
Now, when I look up your background, you go back to the 60s when you worked for several years with NICAP, the National Investigations Committee on Aerial Phenomena, of course, that was headed up by Major Donald Kehoe. How did you get involved or interested in UFOs?
Oh, boy. It goes all the way back to World War II. I was tempted to say one, but that's overdoing it.
Well, they say that about me.
Okay.
Actually, they say the Revolutionary War was a little bit too late for me. I was too old to participate.
It was a good one, though. I lived in an area in central Ohio where there's a great deal of aviation activity, and I became an amateur airplane spotter. I could identify everything that flew overhead, or so I thought. And start hearing reports coming back from the fighting fronts of things that nobody could explain, the Foo Fighters. And that's what triggered my interest. I found Foo Fighters to be personally insulting. I was supposed to be able to figure out what they were, but I couldn't. And so I first got involved in the field in 1952. I just gotten out of the Air Force, was waiting to get back into college, and got together with a local newspaper reporter who suggested that I try to worm my way into the Ground Observer Corps Filter Center. And since it was directly across the street from my dad's public accounting office where I was working, waiting to get back into school, I just walked over there one lunchtime, fast talked the airman third class at the door, and he fell for my line of nonsense. Well, actually, it wasn't nonsense. It wasn't true, but I could quote Air Force regulations, and I knew all the slang and all that sort of thing, and he was impressed. And so he showed me where the UFO reports were kept, pointed me to a desk that no one else was using, and walked away. And I kept going back, making notes of the sightings that came into the Ground Observer Corps. In fact, after a while, I talked to the latest commanding officer of the place, and he told me that his predecessor had told him not to file any UFO reports until I'd had a chance to look them over. And I managed to keep a straight face because I had absolutely no authority. But it got me on the inside of things a little bit, and I liked it. And then later on, when I got a job on a newspaper, the city editor found out about my interest. I got all the weird phone calls that came into the newsroom, and got some good ones, got some good stories out of it. But it wasn't until I moved to Washington in the early 60s and presented myself at the NICAP office and offered to be a volunteer that Richard Hall, who was obviously overworked, was happy to have any kind of help. And I worked my way into it and became a full-time employee after a while.
Well, Don, you mentioned your earliest, involvement in your knowledge of UFOs were the Foo Fighters. Now, Foo Fighters are a subject that you don't hear very many ufologists, if you want to call them that, and I do know you take exception to that term, as I do, but yeah. People who are interested in the subject of, you know, unexplained aerial phenomenon, UAPs, if you will, don't normally talk about Foo Fighters. It's almost a taboo subject. It's almost a black hole in our knowledge of what these craft are and the number of sightings of these objects. What do you think the Foo Fighters were? How many reports are you aware of? And was this something that only was affecting Allied bomber flights and aerial activity, or was this something that was also impacting the Axis powers?
Well, take the last one first. I've read a lot of rumors and reports that German and Japanese and Italian pilots encountered them. I've never seen anything documented. But I know Kehoe was convinced that enemy pilots had seen these things too, and it wouldn't be surprising. But I've never seen anything really convincing on the subject. As far as how many there were, certainly in the hundreds, we had vast numbers of aircraft over Western Europe in the last year of World War II. And these pilots and other crew members were expert observers. They had been trained in the instant identification of friendly and unfriendly airplanes. And a lot of them saved lives by recognizing a German airplane that it was about to shoot them down, but they had time to evade it, and also saved lives of American pilots who might have been shot down by our people if they hadn't been recognized as flying our airplanes. So these were sharp people, and they were trained, and they were retested and retested, so they were always current. As far as what they were, I consider them proto-UFOs.
Let me ask about that. Proto-UFOs?
Yeah, leading to UFOs. They weren't, we didn't see objects. We saw just large, close-in lights. But they were sufficiently mysterious and never explained, really, that they should be under the UFO or UAP heading, I think. And the explanations that the military gave for them were pretty pathetic. The mere fact that they allowed war correspondents to write about them suggests that they weren't ours.
We've got Don Berliner is joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Freudian phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO@webtv.net. That's MrUFO@webtv.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Don Berliner is joining the Paracast with Gene and Chris. We were talking about the Foo Fighters, and I want to get also into the Ghost Rockets, because they're kind of looked at as similar things happening at similar times. But with Ghost Rockets, you actually saw physical craft, right?
Yeah, actually, they were quite different. The Foo Fighters were limited to the latter part of 1944 and into 1945. And as far as I can tell, they were seen only over enemy-occupied territory. As we were moving across Europe, freeing countries, they seemed to move ahead of us. The Ghost Rockets were seen primarily over Sweden in 1946, after the war, and only for 2 or 3 months. And they were seen mainly in the daytime. They were cylindrical like rockets, but they flew low and slow and silently, which rockets do not do. The Swedes at first were quite open about it, the Swedish government. Then they clamped down secrecy. But they seemed serious about it, finding out what they were. The general feeling seemed to have been that they could have been improved versions of German rockets and missiles that were developed at the secret test base at Peenemünde on the shore of the Baltic Sea, and improved by the Soviets who took over that part of Germany. That turned out to be not the case, but they flew, and some of them crashed into lakes, of all things. Far as I know, they never found anything, and they were, like the Foo Fighters, completely unexplained. But they were visually quite different.
All right. Are you familiar with a gentleman by the name of James Carrion?
Yeah.
Okay. He was, of course, for a while the international director of MUFON.
Right.
He has a book out now called The Rosetta Deception, which basically refers to a group of people engaged in smoke and mirrors and disinformation, in large part to spook the Russians in the early days of the Cold War. And he suggests the ghost rockets were part of that deception.
Well, I wonder if the Swedes would even have gone along with that sort of thing. They were neutral and very proud of it and very defensive about it. And so, obviously, I don't know. I think Carrion's ideas, what little I've read about them overall, are hogwash. I've interviewed enough military pilots and airline pilots to know that they saw things. Same with radar operators. They tracked things. If it were a put-up job, it would have had to involve an awful lot of people. And everyone added to the list is a potential leaker. Old saying in the spying business, the only way to keep a secret is to keep everybody else from knowing about it. You know, one person can keep the secret, two maybe not. And if you have thousands of people involved, it's, to me, inconceivable that a secret could be kept. And there are so many otherwise very reputable people who have had close-range daylight sightings, frequently confirmed by radar, that they would have had to be in on the hoax for it to hold up. And you see, I've been told about sightings by people I've known for years and years and years, beyond the time I was busily involved in the field, and they had no point to tell me a wild story. They just weren't people like that. I'd known their behavior. So I don't know. I haven't read his book. It's not very high on my list of books to read. So I don't know much about what he's saying and probably won't.
Fair enough. Let's just move further into the UFO history in which you were involved as an investigator. Okay, you went to work with NICAP in the 60s. Now, this actually extends from Carrion's book in a sense, because one of the participants of this Rosetta deception was supposedly Rear Admiral R.H. Hillenkoetter, who became the first head of the CIA, mm-hmm. and then after NICAP was formed, he was a member of the Board of Governors. He was a classmate of Major Kehoe's. Did you know Admiral Hillenkoetter at all?
No, I didn't. He had resigned from NICAP, apparently under pressure, but not proven, before I got there.
You say under pressure. How so?
Well, his public statements backing Kehoe's position could not have been very popular with high-ranking people in the Pentagon. Made them look bad. And so it was suspected that he had been talked into keeping quiet, shall we say. Whether he was given leaked classified information to encourage him to shut up, I don't know. That's one way of doing it. But he was very, very helpful at first. He's an old friend of Kehoe. They were Naval Academy classmates. And his public statements were a significant part of NICAP's growth. People believed him.
So you think maybe that his colleagues in the military said, this is not good. It doesn't look good. Be a gentleman, be a patriot, and shut up?
Well, this certainly can be said. And I can see where people have been shut up by what they thought was being let in on the real secret, but which wasn't true anyway. People in the secrecy business seem to be awfully impressed by the whole thing. I, on the other hand, didn't think much of it. I handled classified information when I was in the Air Force, and it was a joke. Mainly, I worked in communications, and I had a top secret clearance, and the only top secret communications we got were battlefield reports from Korea. And I had to hand carry those over to the commanding officer. And I naturally took a look at them. And as a rule, they ran 3 to 4 days behind the wire services. That's no way to keep secrets. That's no way to be impressed by material that you think is deserving of secrecy. The reports I took over there were public knowledge. And so I didn't spill anything, certainly. I had respect for the system in that sense. And also, I could have been caught at it. But the people who have high clearances are usually a bit in awe of the system. The Washington Post recently mentioned that they estimate that 850,000 Americans have top secret clearances. I think that's kind of risky. Somebody gonna blab. Well, somebody does every so often. But we were talking about Helen Cutter. I wish I had known him for my sake, not necessarily his. But see, he was out of my cap by the time I got there.
All right. I'm going to want to ask you also about the feeling on the part of some people about NICAP that because the Board of Governors was so heavily laden with military or ex-military people, they felt it was maybe some kind of disinformation. I mean, you have a lot of paranoia going on.
Oh, sure.
Then and now. But let's break, and then we'll get more into this. Don Berliner is joining us with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini lines.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned in to the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
We have Don Berliner joining us. He has a long and storied career in UFO research. He worked at NICAP back in the 1960s. So, Don, you, of course, heard those stories,
yeah,
those rumors that NICAP had too many military connections.
We knew that at least one NICAP board member, whom we thought was Air Force, was CIA. But see, what people miss in general is that the NICAP board might as well not have existed. There was a stretch of something like 10 years where the board never had a meeting. Hey, nobody was going to tell Kehoe how to run things. He used board members when they gave him good quotes, but other than that, they were just nominal. As they say, he was pretty headstrong, but also pretty bright, and he ran things.
So basically here, having those people on the board was done for publicity purposes, not because they could contribute anything.
No, they were expected to contribute, and a lot of them did. But as a board, they didn't meet to make decisions.
It was all Kehoe.
Yeah. Well, he thought so. Kehoe lived 100 miles away in Luray, Virginia. And he came in about once a month for a couple of days and rushed around like crazy. I've never seen anybody with such energy. And laid down lots of plans and ideas and then went home. And we went back to the way we were doing business before he got there.
So basically Richard Hall was the guy in charge.
Yeah, yeah. Very, very sharp guy. A real intellectual. Had tremendous respect for the scientific method. If I have any of that, I owe it to him. And most of the things we did were his ideas.
Now, I understand one of the complaints I heard from another researcher that we've had on the show. The complaints is that Kehoe was not such a good manager, I guess partly because he was seldom there. And therefore, things really didn't get organized as well as they should. The money issues were not handled in the way they should be to keep the organization properly funded. What's your feeling?
Sounds like you had interviewed me before. I agree with most of that. we didn't have an organization director who was not concerned with the subject matter, but just with organizational matters. We didn't have a business manager. Kehoe tried to do all of that. I tried to help a little bit in keeping track of the finances because I had a degree in accounting, but I certainly wasn't in position to make policy. And those of us who really did the work were there because we wanted to see NICAP's aims achieved. And we could have charged more for memberships. We could have doubled the price of the UFO evidence report and probably sold just as many. But we had nobody looking at things from that standpoint. And so we struggled financially. And how much more we could have accomplished if we'd had, well, somebody concerned strictly with working with the press and doing nothing else. Somebody, say a business manager, an organization manager, but we didn't. And so we had far more members than any other organization. We probably could have had twice as many, but we just didn't go about it that way. I wish we had, but as I say, I don't know if we could have accomplished a whole lot more.
Okay, now one of the things Kehoe talked about for many years was the existence in the military or somewhere in the government of a silence group that kept the UFO secret. But, of course, earlier you were telling us that a secret in the hands of too many people is going to leak like a sieve.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think the government has some guilty knowledge of what UFOs really are, that they're keeping a secret, or are they as confused as the rest of us?
I hope they've learned something over more than half a century. They've had plenty of opportunities. They may still not know enough to feel confident in going public, but that's just a guess. I'm afraid I don't know much more about what the government has been up to than anybody else. I wish I did. That's the book I'd love to write.
But yeah, really.
I don't know who to talk to. So, but we got leaks as it was. We got very quiet support from people in the government. The only obvious one, we had a young volunteer who was an enlisted man in the Air Force, and he was a driver. And after he dropped the general off in the morning at whatever meeting he was attending, he drove over to NICAP and helped us as a volunteer, filing stuff and pasting up clippings and whatnot. I'm certain the general knew about it. But they say we got leaks, and we made use of them when we could do it without endangering the leaker. But it took more than the collection of talents we had at NICAP. We were in better position than anyone else has been, I think. We had people who knew how Washington works, how to get things done on Capitol Hill, and we came very close to congressional hearings on more than one occasion.
Right.
But never.
Well, Don, for some of our younger listeners and possibly some of our listeners who are really have no clue about NICAP because we are going back quite a number of decades here, why don't you give us a bit of an idea of what Kehoe's original mandate was and how effective NICAP was with that mandate and what ultimately went wrong?
Well, Kehoe was not the founder of NICAP. There was a group of men who have since been referred to as misguided visionaries, headed up by Townsend Brown, who was big on anti-gravity research. They started it. Their initial capital was very quickly used up buying impressive office furniture and fittings to impress people that came in the door. And before they went belly up, they grabbed Kehoe. I think he was actually a member of their board. And he took over. And they disappeared. And Kehoe established his position with his first article in True Magazine in the January 1950 issue, that the flying saucers, as they were called then, were alien craft, and that the government knew it and was keeping what they knew secret. And the drive was to convince people that Kehoe's conclusions were correct. And along the way, we picked up a lot of impressive support for it. What we accomplished in the long run is a little harder to pinpoint. As they say, we came close to getting congressional hearings. In 64, we published the UFO evidence report. And the initial printing was 5,000. We sold that out in short order, went to a second printing of 5,000. And on the back cover of the second printing were quotes mainly from congressmen and senators who had been impressed by the book, by the report. People paid attention. And congressmen and senators, among others, were not afraid to say so publicly. I think our major achievement, probably, though, was getting the ear of the mainstream press. When things happened, we would be inundated with calls, not just from local papers and weeklies and such, but from wire services and networks. One day in the main office, which is Hall's, he was at one end of the office being interviewed by a CBS TV crew. I was at the other end being questioned by a newly elected congressman who was also a full professor of aeronautical engineering at a major university. And that sort of thing went on all the time. The press, after a while, started to trust us. We were helped along by a bunch, by the lunatic fringe, which was so obvious. We were helped along by the Air Force, which kept putting out the same old story, and each time it would lose a little more of its impact.
I'll tell you what, we have to listen to the impact of these announcements, and we'll be back with Don Berliner and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.